Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. Ms. Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 11th, 2016. And today we're having a follow-up from our last show with Dr. Lana Marconi, whose new film, New Human, New Earth, New Humanity, premiered just 2 days ago. And we also have Janine Jess with us today. Janine is in this film also as founder CEO of Visionaries University. There's more on Janine and Lana's background and the episode information for the show today. So thank you, Janine and Dr. Lana, for being with us today on Cosmic Love.
Oh, Christopher, I'm just very excited.
Me too, Christopher. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm excited. The buzz before the show, and I want to hear all about the buzz that was at the premiere. And Janine, fill us in. You were there. I guess, Lana, you had some health issue that you couldn't make it down there from Toronto. But Janine, what's the latest?
Well, it was just amazing. First of all, the building was very, very old, but they had restored the whole thing. And I thought that even the building itself had a message for everybody. You know, we can tear down buildings, or we can take the good and expand on it. And that's what they did there. And people came from, you know, Santa Barbara all the way to San Diego and fought the traffic and the car accidents and the car fires. But they made it there, you know. We didn't get to start quite on time. And then the energy just began to grow in the room. And a very powerful energy vortex was created by the people that were there, by Lana, what you created to introduce yourself in your absence was just over the top wonderful. And some people don't take care of details, but you did. And so everybody got to experience you. And as the evening went on, the energy grew. And by the time it was time for me to go home, I didn't even think it was safe for me to drive my car. I was in the new paradigm. Believe that everybody else was as well. It was just very, very special. And the way that the MC and all the details were taken care of, that made it a great event. And the question and answers and the intimacy of sharing ourselves with the people that were there was, to me, very important. And my intention now as we move forward with this is to just expand on something that happened there on Thursday night, and that was that over the past, let's say, 20 or 25 years, there may be a dozen people who have been held up to humanity across the planet as people who had something to say to us.
Yeah.
And what happened to me on Thursday night, and I know for people that I invited there, they stepped up inside of themselves. Because every single soul on this on this planet has a transformational role. And a lot of people have said, well, so-and-so is already doing it. I'm not going to name names tonight, but what part could I possibly play? And something awakened in people that were there last night, and that resonated, that courage, that new birthing, to me, resonated from that room in Long Beach throughout the universes.
Well, I like your metaphor with the building, too, that we need to take what we've got and improve on it and into the future.
We can't just throw everything away, you know. It's not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but it is time for something new. And, Lana, my hat just goes off to you. I've worked hard for over 30 years, and I know what time, things like this take time. You were a miracle worker. and the fresh perspectives and the variety of perspectives was just leading edge. And again, they weren't people that were real familiar, you know, to they're not household words, but everybody has been contributing to this shift for a long time. And Christopher, all the work that you have done for years, you know, it's paying off.
Oh, that's why I love this. That's why I love this movie. It was like the synchronicity, the serendipity, the synergies. There was some highlights in there that really sparked, had that spark of, yes, we can do this.
Well, we need hope every now and then, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's amazing to hear, Janine. Thank you so much for sharing that. And just a backstory, Christopher, I ended up having an ear complication, so I didn't fly, and I'm in Toronto. I'm like 3,000 miles away. And so Dr. Deborah McGill, who was on the show with me last time, she was organizing the event down there in California, and we were like, oh my, you know, what are we going to do? We have so much to do. And we were working around the clock with my absence, trying to make it happen and getting the proper MC. And then I did a video greeting that, you know, I sent down, like, you know, FedExed everything overnight and this and that, and just had to rearrange everything. But in the midst of that chaos and trying to understand why this was happening, what was really happening was conscious collaboration between everybody, and everybody came, and that's what the film is about, conscious co-creation. And everybody stepped up to the plate in the film and wanted to help. And it was just this unity of people coming together to make this event happen, because at one point it wasn't going to happen. And then we're like, have
Thursday
to go forward
afternoon.
With this. Yeah.
No, Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday.
I go, oh, my God.
Lana's not on her flight now. What do we do, right? So everybody came together, and it was a beautiful miracle. And, you know, hats off to you, Janine, and everybody who pulled off the event to make it a huge success. Everybody's posting photos on Facebook so I could see it. And everybody was texting me photos that night as the event was going on. So I felt like I was there. And to top it off, as the event was going down, I was lying in my bed, and I was just trying to feel what you guys were feeling, and I felt so much love in my heart. Like, I was literally crying. I felt so much love from you guys 3,000 miles away, and I'm like, they're having the time of their lives there. Like, and it was incredible for me too, even though I was far away. So that it was, what a journey this film.
Well, because there is no time or space. You know, there is no time or space, and that was another lesson for all of us. You know,
that's I think one of the really big lessons is that we can span the world with the internet, and now with movies like this going forth on the internet, there is this opportunity. I mean, we've got this window that has just opened up, you know, the last few decades now, where with the technology being what it is, a message like this can just I believe it anchors, you know, the etheric blueprint of the future. You know, because it's got, you know, the whole, the name and the flame are the same, you know, new human, new earth, new humanity. You know, this is where we're going. And you can, it's like predictive modeling of the future. Yes. There was a lot of highlights that were like out of the continuum of, you know, the future now or future memory. There was all these numerous vignettes throughout, and I watched the movie. Thank you, Dr. Lana, for sending us the link. And those listening today will be able to get a password link to hear the movie or the film. And as I was watching it, there was just all these vignettes, or these, you know, these moments where the momentum of the future now, you know, came through. You know, this new human, new earth, new humanity. It was like almost like all these holographic viewpoints looking at the same holistic, you know, the evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, for humanity, for the earth. I mean, I was getting into it, to say the least.
Well, thank you for saying that, Christopher, because one of the things that I strive to do as a filmmaker is honor diversity. And yeah. and I think the unity, our unity is in our diversity. Yeah. And in my films, I show all these different perspectives from everybody, and that's what creates the new human. I mean, we all just have a piece or a glimpse of the puzzle, and if anyone ever says they have the whole idea, you know, they don't.
Run.
Because we all do. Yeah, we all do. We all have glimpses. And for me, that's what I strive to do as a filmmaker. So thanks for bringing that piece up.
Yeah, well, yeah, the source of inspiration, I think, was referenced, you know, with all these perspectives in the film, and I really believe that the source is a unity principle that is both the male, the divine masculine, and divine feminine in balance, and it's not just coincidence to me that the source of the, you know, the filmmaker behind this is an alpha female. She's pretty well balanced herself, you know.
You said it, Christopher. You said it. You nailed it accurately.
Well, it's, I mean, it's, and I'm really into that thing. It's the dance, you know. The life is the dance. And
yeah.
I'm going again to Chico Hot Springs tonight, country two-step swing dancing. And to me, that's the whole thing of, you know, you know, I used to be a competition figure skater I grew up on the ice when I was a kid, and I was fire on ice. And
yeah.
the spinning, there was a thing with the spinning was always my favorite thing. And the spinning with a pair, you know, and all these different ladies I dance with, you know, some of them are alpha females. I really like alpha females because I'm kind of an omega male, you know. And
we talked about that last time with you, yes.
Yeah, it's something like I used to be a man's man, and 9 years after doing Cosmic Love, and I became one of the girls.
Which is really funny because my background is one of total masculine energy. I have five
yeah.
brothers.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about
I have
when
five
I had you
brothers.
On the show
so,
before.
You know, mine was the reverse of what you're talking about, and mine was also about integration and doing that dance, and there's so many things that I had to use on a daily basis to just incrementally shift myself out of that masculine place. And when I started in my formal work career, I was 15, and I went to work for a man who owned a distribution center for newspapers for the Chicago suburbs, and he was Greek. And that didn't help any with
yeah.
my background in male superiority, you know? But through my working career up until 30, it was all in the suburbs of Chicago. And
yeah.
they just, you know, if I didn't wear my suit with my white shirt with my little, you know, red, white, and blue tie, I didn't get business.
Yeah.
You know, and I had to move to California where they don't care whether you're a girl or a boy or from planet Mars. Just get the job done, and that's okay. You know? And that was so freeing. And Lana, when you did the intro and you finished and you talked about what your movie really is about is freedom. And
yeah.
that really mm-hmm. resonated through that theater.
Yeah,
you know,
and that whole theme of well, I think of the Aquarian dispensation as freedom in love. You know, the principle of freedom in divine love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love. That there's the criteria for true freedom is back to the dance of alpha and omega. You know, the divine masculine and feminine in balance. Co-creating from the heart of source back to the great central sun, you know, Alpha and Omega,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that to the extent that we, well, when I say channel, I mean, it's just like there is an attunement with the veil thinning that the name and the flame are the same. You know, when a person really gets into the name of an ascended master or a great cosmic being, you know, the name and the flame, they can go, I mean, with the veil thinning, a lot of people just go right to that frequency, and they virtually channel, you know, the source co-creation, they become co-creators with source, with the frequency that, you know, represents that. And, of course, we're talking about Hermes Trismegistus, you know, thrice great Hermes, you know, who was messenger of the gods, who could transcend through frequency, transcend levels of consciousness. And this is what's going on with a lot of people all over the world right now, this mass awakening. There are so many people that, you know, they say they're, so to speak, psychic, but what they really are is that they're frequency shifters. They used to call them shapeshifters. And they're able to actually go to a frequency of a person or a thing, and there's the horizontal thing with, you know, with humans, horizontal relationships, but there's vertical relationships with, you know, higher dimensions, and that's a whole different gift and a talent. And you had several people, Atlanta, in the film that had really extraordinary insight into this understanding of frequency. And of course, this it is the whole unveiling of the realms of cosmic beings, of course, UFOs, the extraterrestrial connection, and which is, you know, it scares the bejesus out of a lot of people, you know, fundamentalists. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, the movement is happening in the collective consciousness of humanity and all over the world, beyond the United States. There's a lot more recognition in different countries of the UFO phenomena on the mainstream media, and you know what's going on with the extraterrestrial connection, and I like the analogy that what's going on with the understanding that our souls are coming from throughout the galaxy for this great drama unfolding, you know, on Earth right now. You know, it's like this is the big show. You know, it's from my understanding. Is that there are more than a million starcraft, you know, watching Earth on their plasma screens, you know, because this is the big drama in galaxy right now. As a whole global civilization pops into a collective consciousness of as a whole. Of course, we're a few years out on this, but this is what's happening. You know, this is
well,
the big,
Lana, I want to say thank you to you also for having the foresight and the commitment to include what I call OPCs, off-planet cultures. And that is, you know, when I had that realization, I had the opportunity about 15 years ago to work with Brian O'Leary, Dennis Weaver, Carol Rosen, who has the Peace in Space movement. And there was a group of some really wonderful people, some really well-known and others that weren't. And we were at that time calling ourselves the Candle Makers, and that was our code name. And we wanted to protect space from just being owned and operated by the powers that be in the United States. And it was an amazing 10-12 month experience of expansion. And we just talked constantly about OPCs, which is off-planet cultures. And that, you know, the space junk and all the stuff that, you know, the trash were thrown out in space and people don't even think of. But you didn't keep it in 3D, five-sense reality or even 4 or 5D. You just, you know, included it all with no judgment so that people can have an expansion of consciousness. And on my website, I was guided by my own guidance under about Janine Just, and I put my first grade picture on there, and above it I wrote, "If there is no destiny, then please explain how a Midwest German Lutheran farm girl with only a 12th grade education had an intergalactic consciousness by age 40.
Wow.
I have five brothers. Nobody's there. And, you know, I grew up barefoot working with cows and pigs and chickens and had an outhouse and all this wonderful stuff. And, you know, it's just boggling. But as people came into my life and experiences just kept opening me up and saying, no, we are not alone.
Well,
yeah,
for sure.
No, we're not. And thanks for bringing up that point about non-judgment, because that's what I also try to do as a filmmaker is give the people in my film the space to tell their stories, because it's their message, it's not mine. And I think I learned that skill, you know, playing the role of therapist for over 10 years. I developed a good skill of listening to people and holding that space for people. And I just brought that into filmmaking. And I don't judge it. I just let people, you know, say their piece what they need to say. But having said that, I did hear from Dr. Deb, though. You guys had the Q&A, and I guess some lady was not too impressed with one of my stock footage images of, I guess, the divine goddess that I had put in the film. So I heard all about that. But so in my defense, I wish I was there to actually comment on that. But so, Christopher, what happened was, so Dr. Deborah McGill, who was on the show with me last time on your show, in the film, she talks about the divine feminine energy. And the stock footage that I used was of this, you know, this gorgeous girl showing her sex appeal, and she had high heels. And I have like a neutral reaction to that, right? And I talked to Dr. Deb too. She was, yeah, it was like totally neutral reaction to me.
So, me too.
But apparently it offended some of the divine goddesses who went to my film. So obviously they're judging what a divine goddess should look like. But in my defense, I just want to say, you know, I am one person. There's billions of people on the planet. A, I can't please everybody. Two, films are meant to challenge people's belief systems. And if they didn't, then I wouldn't have done my job. And three, emotional charges are really an indication of an unresolved psychological issue to heal. So that would have been my answer to that lady for the Q&A.
Yeah, well, there's going to be the full, you get the full spectrum of humanity watching
exactly.
the film.
Exactly. That's the risk
full,
you take.
You're going to get
that's
the
risk
spectrum.
You take when you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people
and that,
see things through
it,
their
it goes
filters.
With the territory.
And one of the other questions, which was really interesting, is from a longtime colleague, a client and friend who actually 30-some years ago had a business called CAMP, Companion Animals Meeting People. And he, way before there was any of this taking them to the hospitals and that therapeutic animals, that's what this guy did. And he's always been on the leading edge, and I just dearly, dearly appreciate him. And I almost fell off the chair on the stage when he asked about the symbol with the Star of David and like what appeared to be a swastika.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so thrilled at one of our visionaries on the stage who explained all of that, and everybody in that room learned something, because there's judgment. You just brought that up. There's judgment about maybe one little thing. And my guy just said, thank you so much. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was from, so in my film, excuse me, there's the Raelian movement, and they use the symbol of, it is the swastika, but it's not what it actually means. And the lady who was there to represent them that night was the actor Laura Helena. She lives in that area. And from their perspective, it has a very positive meaning. It has to do with just transformation and the evolution of humans. And I mean, I'm sure she explained it really well. So I'm glad somebody actually asked about that.
It's the Maltese cross at Saint Germain, you know, the hierarchy of the Aquarian Age, according to people in the Ascended Master teachings. The mm-hmm. Maltese cross is just a version of that. You might say the swastika is the inversion, subversion, perversion of the greatest light of transformation that's in the four archetypes in the Jungian archetypes of, you know, whether you call it fire, air, water, and earth, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You know, that's the whole transformation process is like on that spinning wheel with these archetypal, you know, the four directions is what the Native Americans refer to it as.
Mm.
And I just actually had a piece I sent out today on my email list. I think Janine, you got it, and I have, I think I've got you on the list yet, Alana. But the graphics of that, the archetypes, archetypal graphics of this transformation process that is really the big story that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, our DNA, you know, the frequency shift that's morphing our DNA, our consciousness, and it's judgment time, because everybody.
Yeah.
Basically has to judge to be or not to be. I am, you know. and it's a global phenomena. And, there, you know, I've heard all these different metaphors, what's going on you know, in the etheric realms, as far as a dividing of those who, you know, the law of the one, and those who are still into separation and their soul incarnations, they're just not ready, you know, to basically, you know, the unity conscience concept, you know, they're just not getting it, and they don't choose to. And some of it's just old momentum, some of it's soul contracts, you know, from previous embodiments. But this, in the collective consciousness of humanity, there's you know, definitely, you know, the cutting edge, the rising up, you know, consciousness that is transcending, the world as we've known it. You know, as the Mayan calendar, they refer to the end of the world as we've known it. And because there's a whole new world and a whole new consciousness when, you know, the unity conscience of a global village of instant everywhere interactive, you know, internet capabilities, there is no time or space anymore. And grasping that, and it's just like going to the name and the flame of an ascended master that's the same with their frequency, vibration, you know, and their attainment. There are those among us who really get that attunement and alignment with the spirit that matters, you know, above and beyond the world as we've known it. And I'm kind of into this because I'm a futurist, but I've always had future memory. I mean, I would see the future like some people revolve the past on a regular basis. I'm always seeing, wow, you know, trend fitting the future, and I've been that way since I spoke to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974 at a future summit and gave a keynote address after 3 days of future scenarios and how the United States was going to celebrate the bicentennial of revolution. And I pretty much chunked it out. Of course, that's the emerging blueprint of the golden age that I've been working on ever since then, because back at that time, you know, the fix was in, you know, and I had one of these people come up to me after my keynote address, and I handed out 10 papers to the 10 agencies of the federal government, you know, the United States Communications Agency, the United States Information Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration. I had these 10 papers handed out, and this guy comes up to me, who was a junior college professor from New York City, and he says, you know, you're not going to hear from these agencies of the federal government because this would eliminate bureaucracy. And I was tapping on my phone back in Ohio for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I had to reinvent myself as the ace of ace janitorial services.
Well, I'm sure my phone's probably tapped with my movies on aliens and everything.
I want to share something, too, that really impacted me, and I'm probably not going to do it justice. I would like to actually see the filming of the evening because someone asked a question, and one of the panelists answered it, and the word steward came up. And they were talking about how this whole idea of copywriting information and, you know, all kinds of stuff like this and how we've dealt with this in the past. And it was kind of like we talked at the start here about co-creation. And this idea of steward really got my attention because we all can be like a channel to bring through our books, our music, our art, you know, whatever it is, and yet we're stewards of it. And in this new paradigm, it was talked about that someone would bring it through, and then someone else would steward it.
Yeah.
And that hit me really hard because, Christopher, you know, with the science of evology, that came to me through Catherine Chardon in 1990.
Yeah.
And this whole model of all of this conscious ascension information.
Yeah, for
but
those
she
listening,
looked at me one day and she said, I brought it through. It is your job to take it to the planet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Janine, wow. I remember you sharing with us on the show, and you share this in the movie or in the film, New Human, New Earth, Humanity. You have a vignette there where, you know, where you go through, and I like the way that it evolved with the graphics that were in the film, and you referenced her, and you referenced this process. And for those who have listened this far, I guess we really should. Lana, could you? What was the code for people that want to go to the website and listen and,
yes,
and watch the movie?
Thanks for reminding me. Yes, I love to gift. Excuse me. Love to gift your viewers again. We did it on the last show, and I'd love to do it again. It's go on my website, drlana.com, drlana.com, and click the link for New Human, New Earth, New Humanity. It will take you to the Vimeo Movies on Demand platform, which is where all my movies are being played. And the code is New Humanity, all lowercase. You can also just go directly to vimeo.com. So it's vimeo.com /on-demand/newhuman, and that'll take you right to the video as well. And the password is New Humanity, lowercase. So for the next 20 viewers,
is it one word,
like,
or two
it,
words, New Humanity?
One word, N-E-W-H-U-M-A-N-I-T-Y.
So when you, let's just say people go to www.drlana.com, and
yep,
they go to, like, the rent, where they rent it, and they click on, like, they're going to rent it, but then they go down to where they, and it'll say, in really very light letters, it'll say, enter code. Or
I think it's, I think it says enter
code.
Access code. Yeah,
promo code. Or something like that. And that's where you enter the New Humanity.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for bringing that up. I think you actually have to click buy as though you're going to purchase it, and then that takes you to the next page where it says enter promo code.
Yeah, it'll be it's down below in kind of light letters. It says enter promo code. Took me a while to find it, so I'm kind of going over this.
Yeah, no, good, thanks.
Janine, your section where you go into this process, I thought that was a really good visual because. This is what you do at Visionaries University. You basically, and I've been reading about this recently that 70% of efficacy in prayers is actually visualization. In other words, you're seeing your intention. You not only have intention is important, but intention for what? And the visualization that you provide in the process. And of course, this is what I'm trying to do with the Universal Law of Language. Love codes or love model, merging blueprint for a golden age is how to basically, take cosmic universal law, the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, and from there, the capstone 5D conscience is a metaphor for God, love, vision, source vision, so that everyone can be a sorcerer.
That's great. That's
nice.
We're sorcerers, Lana.
Yeah, there we go. Pull it down.
We just have to spell that word different. I love it. I'm making a note of that.
I'll show you my magic wand if you show me yours.
So co-creation with source really comes back to the source code and the visualization of source code. The more clear the vision, it's like. Seize the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow with valor, claim the victory of basically a frame of reference that is the most powerful thought form in the universe, the key to the ascension of the planet. Now, that's according to the Ascended Master teachings, dictations from Cyclopaea, God Vision, going back to Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and actually that archetype and that a metaphor is all through ancient and modern mysteries. It is the four archetypes of Jung, or, the archetypal wholeness, holiness. You got to step into the circle of wholeness, to see holy.
I want to throw something out for us to think about also, because this was never really brought up. We, several of us who had not met each other, that are in the documentary got to meet each other. And it was pretty amazing that we implicitly trusted Dr. Lana with our information and to put it in a way that we didn't have any, we couldn't go in and edit it, watch it firsthand and make her change things. And we all showed up in full trust of you, Lana. That is amazing.
Well, Lana, you've got phenomenal momentum going with your previous your films. I mean, the wellness thing is really the wholeness thing. You know, when I say step mm-hmm. in the circle of wholeness, it's step in the circle of wellness. And the momentum of awakening, you might say, or highlights that you recycled from all those holographic perspectives, you know, of wholeness and healing, that was a real anchoring for a lot of people of basically credibility and trust for whatever you do.
But in my world, and I've worked in the business world since I was 15, people don't trust, and they want it done their way. And we just trusted you, and look what God created. I'm just marveling at that.
Mm. And we got to keep the buzz. We got to keep the buzz going, and we just got to. When I say that, you know, onwards and upwards. You know, this is. I see the stages you've gone through with your filmmaking, and I see that you're honing in on source code.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's thank you so much, Jeanine, for saying that. You know, you're mm-hmm. trusting me, and I totally appreciate that. And I'm at the same time, I'm trusting spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm trusting spirit, and I'm trusting that it's going to turn out the best that it's going to be. And I know I'm going to give 110% to the project, and I'm doing the best that I can do. And I always want everyone to shine in the film, and I do the best I can do with my skills to make that happen. You know, so I guess I approach it with just the best intention and let that unfold.
Well, it was really obvious.
By God's grace, it's gooder than good. You know, there's enough highlights there. There's something there for everyone, and there's going to be something there that, you know, different people have different thresholds of tolerance of new concepts outside their comfort zone. But it's if you put it all together, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You know, that's the synergy aspect of the different perspectives. And I think, Lana, what you're doing, largely to me, what I was saying is that there's an expression, you can't tell people something they don't already know at some level. Mm. And there's a resonance with those different levels with mm-hmm. what people know, and it gives momentum to what they don't know, having more credibility and trust, and at least opening their minds and anchoring in the collective conscience of the new humanity what the new human and new earth will look like. And it's like really important. It's like the spirit that matters. You know, mater is matter, and the matriculation of the matrix of the collective consciousness of humanity is the global metamorphosis transformation that's going on right now. And so matriculation of, you know, is like nurturing. It's like the nurturing of wholeness. You know, it is a global village. I mean, it's the family of mankind. We're not separate anymore. We got this instant everywhere interactive connection with the internet. And there's this social conscience that's emerging, and nurturing that is really important.
Lana, I want to ask a question of you as well, because to me we've moved into the age of consciousness and the age of spirit, and so many of us are still locked in to 3D, five-sense reality, and thinking that how we have to spread our message is through being in front of an audience or whatever. And for me, this whole idea of consciousness shifting, what we accomplished there on Thursday night by having these different people there and was consciousness shifting. So would you talk to us about how you see, instead of such literal hands-on going out and making it happen, how to use consciousness and consciousness shifting to contribute our pieces of the transformational puzzle.
And when you're done with that, we've got a caller on line 3 that wants to call in. So
Yes, sure. You know, actually, before I answer that question, I just want to give a shout out to John Riley, who's in the film. I don't know if he's listening right now, but I want to thank him for actually being the one to deliver my video greeting to everyone, because he saved me. He was my lifesaver. So thank you to John Riley, and his work is on Zero Point Research. You can hear about him in my film. So your question, the film, Janine, is really a launching pad for people. It's not the end of the new human. It's just the beginning. It's a conversation. And what it's meant to do is make people hopefully talk about the new human, talk about the new energy, so they can start creating the new world. Because the new world begins with each person. Like the film title's New Human, which to me, a human is one person, but then you have new humanity, and it takes all of us. But it still goes back to that one person. So I hope that people, when they watch the film, they're inspired to move away from the old paradigm of war and violence and stop showing up for all the BS, basically, and start creating an authentic life that they truly wish to live.
There we go. There we go. We got a caller. Let's take that call now and see what someone has to say. Hello? Are they still there?
Yeah. Are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, Christopher, this is Dennis Korn.
Well, hi, Dennis. Good to have you on the show.
Talked to you for a long time. Yeah, I've really enjoyed the show. I appreciate it. And anyway, so I thought I'd call in. I have a question for your guests.
Okay.
And matter of fact, it may even tie in with the very last answer that was just given. What would your guests, how would they answer this, and if it's an appropriate question? As humanity transforms, as people's actions are transformed and they embody these changes, if you compare that to where things are right now, and we all know how bad things are in terms of the political, social, economic scene around the world, how does that transition look? Let's talk about our country. How does our country transition into the new humanity that your guests are talking about? What does it look like?
That's a great question.
How much resistance is going to be there?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my question.
Thank you so much. This is Lana, and I just want to say thank you so much for asking that question. In the film, it's actually broken up into like three parts. The first part shows the old reality, and the last part shows like new reality, and then the middle shows the transition. And in that transition, Janine just speaks, and you're just so lucky that she's on the phone tonight. That Janine, do you want to talk about your map of consciousness?
Yes, and Dennis, that is a really great question. My work has always been about being a bridge. And I am sharing a model for a whole systems shifting of consciousness. And we've had different, over time, where, you know, people began to wake up. I know I was thick as a plank for a long time. And then little bit by little bit, I woke up. But this model is what I call a conscious evolution model. And so the raising our frequency, getting into our own center and operating from the inside out. And in this model, there's 9 levels, and it's not hierarchical, so you don't do 1, 2, 3 through 9. But the bulk of humanity lives in levels 1, 2, and 3, and they do just what everybody's pretty much programmed to do. But then in consciousness, somehow you get shifted. Something happens, some kind of an event, and all of a sudden your earth plane world begins to fall apart because there's an inner beckoning of our spirit to live from our heart and our soul. And there's a whole new curriculum for that. And so to me, it's about individuating. We are part of the collective, but we have to pull out a collective humanity. And who are we? Why are we here? What's our piece of the transformational puzzle? And then how we live and function has to be different. What we eat, for me, one of the big things is getting into our bodies. Our bodies have consciousness. They're not just a thing, they're energy. And we can source a lot of our new human realities, of how we live, how we eat, where we work, how we source income, how we be in relationship, all those kinds of things. That's what's going to impact the bigger picture. And so often people want to go save the world. Well, it's kind of like save your own self right now. You know, it's raise your vibrational frequency, and that's not a little thing. If we each raise our frequency in America, and I'm apolitical, but all this stuff that's been going on with these candidates, and, you know, they're stirring the pot, and people are beginning to wake up, and all of a sudden they stand up inside themselves. They go, wait a second, I think something's not right here. And enough people do that, that creates the tipping point. And what has saved me all these years in my work is that it doesn't take 100% of the people to shift consciousness. And I'm, you know, maybe it's 2%, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 10%. But we have that working right now, and I think people don't see that, and so they get disappointed and disillusioned. But it's all about getting back into who we are, an infinite being on an eternal journey, and then contributing from that place.
I see. So what you're saying is that as things at one level get more and more difficult, mm-hmm. a lot more fear, a lot more confusion, that might, among some of the population, stimulate the need to finally say to themselves, wait a minute, this is just not happening here. Everything is totally falling apart. I just can't relate to this. So in that transition, if we get enough people that finally say enough is enough, where do I go, what do I do, you're saying that perhaps what the others will be drug along,
exactly.
And screaming.
Perfectly said. And so, like, I'll go to the 9/11 event, okay? Mm. What did that do on a really big picture? Regardless of what had happened, how it happened, and, you know, none of that, I don't care. What I care about is millions and maybe billions of hearts were cracked open across the planet.
Yeah.
And they got jumped out, because consciousness isn't linear. They got dumped out of levels 1, 2, and 3, and boom, you know, it's been invisible, but it's
awakening.
There.
It served the awakening.
Exactly.
Which is,
and then the next big event was 2008 with the financial crash. And I go, yahoo, because that also then catapulted. People go, why am I working all this time? I'm sacrificing my health. I'm sacrificing my family. Why am I doing this? And so all of this stuff has like a duality going on at the same time. And I got to tell you, I get really excited about this because my crash and burn in 1980 where I nearly died, physically nearly lost my body. It was not a physical crisis. It was a spiritual crisis. And the book that I will have out before the end of the year is When Your Spirit Comes Knocking, Just Open the Friggin' Door.
Yeah.
Well, because it's soul-based success strategies. And you know what? The tipping point is already here. There are people searching and searching and searching to find alternative answers because they just can't accept the day-to-day BS. This is an exciting time, and everybody...
Well, yeah, you wouldn't by any chance care to venture an assessment of the timing and the intensity of this transformation, would you? I mean, is it starting now?
Well, some of my colleagues across, you know, the planet, you know, we're looking probably at a transition here where we got to be vigilant and keep our, you know... stay in our center and keep shifting our consciousness probably till about the year 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot. And, of course, in the continuum, it's already happened.
Exactly.
I want to say
one other thing, Dennis.
Sure.
Every second is what makes a difference. What we choose in that moment, do we choose courage and love or do we choose fear? And each time, it's incremental shift that creates exponential transformation. It's not the big deal. It's every little minute. And people tend to not value that.
No, I totally agree with you. And as Christopher knows, Christopher and I have talked to many times, the attitude is essential. And you're absolutely correct. And it's not an attitude of fear, but an attitude of growth, an attitude of connection.
Mm-hmm. An attitude of God's grace, done deal, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better.
You know, Christopher, I didn't talk about this, but I'm willing to offer anybody who is listening to this program today my ebook for Vision 2016. And this is the year of re-evolution. And I sent it to you, Christopher, but I don't know if you got it because you didn't respond to it. I did that about 6 weeks ago.
I remember before you had some e-books along these lines, and I'm not sure if I got the recent one. I highly recommend anyone that's listening, you know, to go for that. How would they get that?
Just go to Visionaries University, VisionariesUniversity, ity.org, and just tell them, you know, tell me that they heard about this on this show, and I will send it to them free of charge. It's like 12 or 15 pages, but it's really, really clear.
There's a lot of good stuff in there, I know, from before what you've been compiling.
This is the biggest one. This one took me from Thanksgiving to the 22nd of December, and they kept my spirit guides just kept saying, "You're not done. You're not done." I said, "I'm really done. I've been done 2 weeks ago." And they go, "You're not done." And finally, when it was done, I just sat here and it was like, "Okay, I want brandy and a snifter."
we're gonna have to do a wrap. I want to, Dennis, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Christopher. And, thanks everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I want to thank you, Dr. Lana, and Janine. I'm so glad I had you on the show today, and I'm grateful for this mass awakening that's happening, stimulated with this movie, New Human, New Earth, New Humanity, and I'm really grateful to see this getting traction in the collective consciousness and for our listeners today. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back in a couple weeks, so keep the faith, hold the vision, and let's just make it so. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Janine. Love you.
Thanks, Janine. Bye-bye now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.